Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Your host is Mark Bowers with Trench for the Radio Radical and an uncensored audio mix reaction. For that insect, pirate, the devil. Please stand by.
Making me so sick, all these right-to-lifers going on and on about the sanctity of life when they could give a shit about the fact that there have been soldiers in Iraq with no exit strategy.
Salute, recruit. And God help you if you preach. Salute, recruit. And God help you if you preach. Cause somewhere on this earth the bombs are falling. I turn on my TV to watch a drop. And listen to the warmakers applauding. The man with the nerve to pull out all the stuff. Somewhere in my heart the pulse is beating. And somewhere somewhere never gonna be no more because the poison suits thought bombs might stop the bleeding. From all the wounds that came before we went back to war language that they know. We only want the world to be united. And a war, it was a sensible way to go. So hey, little sister, I guess you better cry while you can. My brother, run before you become another one in our bunch of burning men. I'm gonna live every minute with infinity in it. This might be our very last day, because there's no sacred ground when the bombs rain down and no one gets away. That means you won't get away. That means I won't get away. So when they hear
it's being made out the whole point of the war was to topple the Taliban regime and liberate Afghan women from their burqas. We are being asked to believe that the US Marines are actually on a feminist mission. If so, will their next stop be America's military ally, Saudi Arabia? Think of it this way. In India, there are some pretty reprehensible social practices against untouchables, against Christians and Muslims, against women. Pakistan and Bangladesh have even worse ways of dealing with minority communities and women. Should they be bombed? Should Delhi, Islamabad, and Dhaka be destroyed? Is it possible to bomb bigotry out of India? Can we bomb our way to a feminist paradise? Is that how women won the vote in the US, or how slavery was abolished? Can we win redress for the genocide of the millions of Native Americans upon whose corpses the United States was founded by bombing Santa Fe?
You're back against the world. There's no one home. speeches of pointless bits. Fuck advertising, you worthless shit! Home shopping, cooling fans, Chia Pets and magazine news! Infomercials, diet pills, buy merch and we'll pay your bills!
and you are still listening to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. We've got a quick playlist here for you. Just heard from Che Chapter 127 with Choicelessness Parade. We also heard Bruise Violet with Man's World and Female Chauvinist Pigs with Battered Women Syndrome. That's off of the On the Rag Records compilation, Put Some Pussy in Your Punk, from On the Rag Records. We heard from Be Your Own Pet with Bicycle, Bicycle, You Are My Bicycle. Help Me, I Can't Breathe with Market Fucks. We heard from Gossip with Standing in the Way. Arundhati Roy talked about Bombing for Feminism. Talk Engine did Salute This. Margaret Cho with The Right to Life. All or Nothing did Essential Freedoms. And Erase Errata did Another Genius Idea from Our Government. To find out more about these bands with links to MP3s, to their websites, check out the Pop Defect Radio blog at popdefectradio.blogspot.com. We're going to end with La Tigra and a track called New Kicks. Thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
On ramps onto the bridge and are just taking it over. It's just, I mean, I just.